When the Carnegie International curator started talking to Brooklyn-based performance artist A. Arakawa about being in the exhibition, he latched onto the playground idea and then began to think about his hometown of Fukushima, Japan, which in 2012 was ravaged by an earthquake, a tidal wave, and a nuclear disaster. He then turned to German filmmaker Henning Boll as a collaborator, and they dreamt up a film touring some of the playgrounds near the nuclear plant.
We wanted to visit the places and show them, but it should be kind of a fictionalized, poetic kind of film, and not like a documentary like you can see in so many biennials today.
The pair of artists turned to Boll's daughter, Helena, and Arakawa's recently retired mother to serve as actresses, and then began a journey from playground to playground that would result in a 40-minute film that is part sci-fi, part road film, and part documentary.
Children are not supposed to play there because of radiation. There's children there, but you know, the maintenance is very bad.
It's not only Fukushima, but the playgrounds really look like they've been abandoned long time before Fukushima. So we fictionalized Fukushima into some like not specified catastrophe.
The pair had their set, but they needed some set dressing. For that, they added a few elements to their storyline and then turned to the children participating in the museum's summer camps for help.
Soccer became so commercial that soccer vanished too, but just soccer balls have been left as money. That's kind of the thing we thought of, and Helena sent letters to the kids to describe this futuristic environment, and the kids made like costumes. We sent also like fabrics from Japan, and they should combine it with like secondhand sportswear from America, like sports shoes, or create fashion from the future based on letters from future.
Some very fancy soccer balls will be on display in the room where the film will be shown in a continuous loop.
There is the narration, but also the film is very it's fragmented, and so I think you can start from wherever you want, and it's,
Not everybody is going to sit and watch the entire piece. Are you okay with the idea that people might just catch a couple of minutes and move on to the next?
Yeah, I must say I hate watching movies in exhibitions. It's mostly a pain, and something you should better watch like on your couch at home or on the internet or something. So that's also something why we wanted to go more towards like experimental film language or something. Like you must not sit through it. If it gets you, then you will, and if it doesn't catch you at one point, you can leave or you even can come back.
Arakawa says he's fine with the idea of different visitors seeing different parts of the film.
It's okay. Our work become a fragmented memory of different audiences. Remember, each audience has different scene they saw from the film, and maybe they communicate and find out totally different aspect of our work.
Arakawa and Boll will also offer some performance art to go along with the film. Saturday, the pair will gather up patrons in the museum's lobby at 11 a.m. and then draw them across the street to the lawn outside of the Cathedral Learning for some futuristic, post-disaster, soccer-inspired fun. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Mark Newtbar.